Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injury. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Wayne Allen Root, raw, unfiltered on USA Radio Network, coming up at the 7 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock. West Coast time is Lindell TV at frankspeech.com. Click on Lindell TV 2, and I'm on. And then if you happen to miss it, you want to have your cake and eat it too. You can listen to my three-hour national radio show on USA Radio every day from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific time. And then you can go watch it on Lindell TV 1. I'm on Lindell TV 2 live at 7 p.m., but then the show repeats at, East Coast time, 12:30 a.m., and West Coast time, 9:30 p.m. on Lindell TV. Lindell TV 1. So lots of ways to listen and watch Wayne Allen Root. Of course, on weekends, my big show is Real America's Voice, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Real America's Voice, America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allen Root. You'll love that show. Everyone who watches it is addicted. It's my top 10 stories of the week, and I count them down from 10 to 1 every single week. I spent a lot of time in the show saying, I told you so, all my predictions come true, all my rants come true, all my strong opinions come true. And I've been saying for, a long time now, however length of time it's been that we've been giving money to Ukraine, I guess about a year, I've been saying that all the money is being stolen. The Ukraine officials are stealing the money. Zelensky and his cronies are stealing the money. The neo-Nazis are stealing the money. The Ukrainian mafia is stealing the money. The politicians are stealing the money. Why are we giving them money? Why is it unaccountable? Why is no one watching over it? How much of it's going to the big guy, Joe Biden? And sure enough, story is now out. Ukraine rocked by corruption scandal. Wave of top officials resign. Sports cars, mansions, and luxury vacations they were enjoying as people suffered. The Ukrainian government on Tuesday confirmed the resignation of multiple high-ranking officials amid large-scale corruption allegations and what's being called the biggest mass resignation and graft scandal since the Russian invasion began. A dozen officials have quit their posts after a huge political shakeup over allegations and probes into cases ranging from bribery to mismanagement of aid funds for purchasing food to embezzlement to driving expensive cars while common people suffer under wartime conditions. A top presidential advisor and four deputy ministers among these two defense officials, along with five regional governors, were forced out of their posts, and among the regional governors to step down include officials overseeing regions which have seen the intense fighting. Of course. Well, the people are dying. They're stealing all the American money. Of course they are. Who didn't understand that was happening and was going to happen? You'd have to be a moron. Once again, people would call me cynical. People would call me negative. And I'm always right. I remember my father, the butcher. Remember, I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. My father was David Root, the butcher. He wore a white, a white gown, basically, a white apron with bloodstains on it. And he went to work every day, early in the morning, came home late at night, working in the butcher store. But he had the greatest common sense I've ever seen. And I would always tell him, he's too negative, he's too cynical. What are you talking about? And every single thing he ever said came true. And eventually, I inherited that negativity and that cynicism, as you always do as you get older. You become your father, right? And every single negative thing I say comes true. And it's just so clear that when you give away foreign aid, it's all stolen, especially in the most corrupt country in the world, Ukraine. Who's surprised that all the money's been stolen? So here's a list of the people who quit. Deputy Prosecutor General, Deputy Minister for Development of Communications and Territories, Deputy Minister for Development of Communities and Territories, Deputy Minister for Social Policy and the Regional Governors of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 regions, none of which I can pronounce. I've never seen names like this in my life. And separately, the Defense Ministry had earlier announced the resignation of Deputy Minister Shapovalov, who was in charge of the Army's logistical support, on the heels of allegations it was signing food contracts at inflated prices. In this case, regarding the food contract, Shapovalov is accused of signing a deal with unknown shady firm in his role as Deputy Defense Minister. And crucially, he would have had no small part in overseeing billions of dollars flowing from the pockets of U.S. and European taxpayers as authorized defense aid. He purchased military rations at inflated prices and what appears a scheme to line the pockets of contractors and kickbacks to himself. And so here's what I want to say, folks, and I really hope that that this makes international news and national news. I personally, single-handedly, Wayne Root, have caught the Biden administration doing the exact same thing. You realize that? You know, I just happen to have a fan who's in the business of buying the same kind of COVID test kits that the Biden administration was buying. And he knows for a fact they overpaid by over $1 billion on one of their deals. Over $1 billion. So where did the money go? So number one, you know, just like this deal with inflated prices, it lined the contracts, the pockets of the people on the other end, which is the Communist Party of China. It lined their pockets, the extra billion. And then they must have given a giant kickback to the Biden administration, of which a large piece must have gone to the big guy, Joe Biden, and the Biden crime family. And my source says he bought 100,000 test kits. This is going back about a year ago. He bought 100,000 COVID test kits, and he paid like a dollar a kit. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think it was a dollar a kit. And Joe Biden didn't buy 100,000. He bought 300 million kits, and he paid more than this guy paid for 100,000 kits. And the extra money was over $1 billion of taxpayer money. Again, I don't have it in front of me. It might have even been $2 billion. It might have been $3 billion. I know it was more than a billion. It was at least $1 billion stolen from American taxpayers. So there's only two things I could say about this. Number one, if you're going to be nice, you just assume that Biden's people are incompetent losers like Joe Biden, and they were just reckless and careless with taxpayer money, and they didn't care that they overpaid by over $1 billion. And they gave the money to a Chinese communist company owned by the Chinese Communist Party, at least partially. Or number two, behind door number two, is my more cynical view, that they knew exactly what they were doing, they knew exactly what the right price was, and they had us overpay so that the kickbacks would go to Joe Biden, the big guy himself, and people around him, and probably Democrat senators and Democrat congressmen, and of course the Chinese Communist Party itself. They all cut up $1 billion in American taxpayer money. And this has gone on since the beginning of time. If you think this is only in Ukraine, you're kidding yourself. This goes on with all the foreign aid America gives all over the world, and it goes on with all the contracts of buying stuff. You know, when America buys stuff from China, you know, they probably sit down at the negotiating table and they wink, wink, nod, nod. And everybody says, how can we steal $1 billion of taxpayer money? Nobody's ever going to know. No one knows what the real price is. So overcharge us, and then let's split the loot. So Biden, in my opinion, I believe I caught him doing the exact same thing as these Ukrainian thieves that are all cutting up American taxpayer money in Ukraine and stealing it. It's just incredible. I believe, you know, my contention is the United States of America is just as corrupt as Ukraine and Russia and China and any other dirty country in the world. We're a little more discreet about it, a little more subtle about it, and we do put more people in jail if they're caught, but there's just as much corruption going on, and these people are disgusting. And I caught Biden stealing $1 billion. That's going to be a headline of a commentary I'm writing. I caught Biden stealing $1 billion. What are we going to do about it? And I'm telling you, I'm going to compare it now. I've been waiting for the right moment. I'm going to compare it to the Ukrainian theft, and it's the same kind of theft. You mark up contracts with people you buy goods from, and you use taxpayer money to buy it, and then you split the loot for yourself and them. Everybody wins. Who's not going to go along with it? This is what's going on in America. All right, a few key points before we head to the break after segment number one. Chris, how much time we have? Like 2 minutes? There we go. That was a good guess. 2 minutes. So welcome to Hotel California. Lawmakers move to tax people who leave the state of California. You're gone, and they still want to take your money. I'll get to that when we get back. Fox News weatherman beaten badly by a group of teens on a New York City subway train, beaten within an inch of his life. He's lucky to be alive, he says. This is a weatherman on TV. I believe it was Fox News TV in New York, in New York City. He actually was on the subway and got the crap beaten at him. This is what's going on in blue state cities. By the way, same kind of thing going on in Seattle. The medical examiner's office in Seattle is running out of space for dead bodies amid the fentanyl crisis. You know, what's going on in this country is the bodies are dropping at 1,000 miles an hour, and it's hard to discern which ones are the fentanyl dead ones and which ones are the COVID vaccine dead ones. There's so many dead ones everywhere dropping, you can't even tell what they're dropping from anymore. You know, there's no mark on their body. It's either the COVID vaccine with a needle or it's the fentanyl vaccine. Is fentanyl a needle? I don't even know. I've never done a drug in my life. Do you take fentanyl with a needle or do you snort it? I have no idea. Do you know, Chris? You snort it? There's not even a needle. All right, so the needle is only with the COVID vaccine. breaking news. Joe Biden wants to send a significant number of Abrams M1 tanks to Ukraine despite Russia threatening nuclear war if he does so. I've said all along, Joe Biden is going to get us into World War III. That's the way to cover up all the COVID deaths and the entire bankruptcy of the American economy and the collapse that's coming. And don't forget the open border and millions pouring across and what a horrible job he's done as president. If he leaves our country in nuclear ruins and we're all living in Mad Max and we're all wearing loincloths and carrying shoulder-fired missiles in our arm and a machine gun in the other arm, then I guess we've all forgotten about the open border and the COVID deaths. So that's a good way to cover it all up. Unbelievable. And by the way, the battle tanks for Ukraine are approved on the same day that the doomsday clock hits the closest point to midnight in history. We're that close to doomsday. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root.
Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA. And never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You know how much I believe in natural, holistic methods for healing. I've talked about this for years on my show. Now I'm so excited to tell you about a sponsor that will help transform your life. Global Healing. They're an advanced natural wellness company that's been around for over 25 years, spearheaded by Dr. Group, who has been gracious enough to share 25-plus years of knowledge and research in an online course that will have the latest cutting-edge advanced natural protocols he's used as a wellness advisor for the world's top billionaires, influencers, celebrities, Hollywood stars,
even President Donald J. Trump. This course is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Gain the tools and knowledge necessary to activate your body's own self-healing mechanisms and eliminate the root cause of disease. Protect your family and live the healthiest life possible. Get a 30% discount on this course today by visiting globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 30% off. globalhealing.com/war.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Coming up in just about 12 minutes or so, we have Josh Manning as our guest from WesternJournal.com. In hour number two, we've got Christina Bob as our guest. She's got her new book out today about the stolen election of 2020 and what it means for 2024. President Trump just tweeted out, or I guess you'd call it truth socialed out, so he's truth out. He put out a post supporting her book and saying you've got to read her book about the stolen election. So I can't wait to hear what she says about stolen election, although I don't think it's going to be any different than what I've charged for 2 years and what it means for 2024. I don't think she knows anything more than I do about what it means for 2024, but we'll find out. Maybe she has new tricks up her sleeve I don't know about, so we'll find out. All the biggest news stories with Josh Manning in a few minutes on Western Journal. Got some big stories there. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They want you to take control of your own life, start a business, or even just a side business in this new year, 2023. It's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists of their own game. They want you to control your financial future, protect your hard-earned wealth. How do you do it? With a bulletproof and very private Nevada LLC. No matter where you live, doesn't matter if you're listening to my voice in Timbuktu, doesn't matter if you're in any of the other 49 states besides Nevada, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada's where I live and choose to do business, and you should too. NCH is Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They're giving away copies of their book, The Nevada Edge, for free. It's packed with information and strategies to start your own business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and government overreach and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book, no strings attached. NevadaWar.com, get the Nevada Edge. They've been in business 30 years. They're rated 5 stars and more than 14,000 reviews. They've helped tens of thousands of Americans start a Nevada LLC and protect their assets, and you can too, no matter where you live. NevadaWar.com for your free book. All right, so I wanted to mention a Vegas story. A Las Vegas judge committed suicide over the weekend
after facing an ethics probe and resigning because she demanded an investigation into an alleged sex trafficking ring in Las Vegas. And she charged that the police were all corrupt here and that many members of the Vice Squad were covering up and in collusion with this sex trafficking ring, and that they were going to kill her. And then she wound up committing suicide this weekend, or so they say. Interesting story. No idea what the truth is, but Judge Melody Andres Tobiasen resigned as judge in an attempt to avoid a complicated ethics investigation that started when she attempted to rescue her daughter from being sex trafficked, or at least allegedly sex trafficked. And her troubles began when her 60-year-old daughter started to work at a clothing store that ring that would recruit teenage girls. And in an act she believed would protect her daughter, she reached out to local law enforcement to warn them about the store owner who was running a sex trafficking ring. And she got no action. That led her to reach out to federal investigators, which resulted in Nevada's Judicial Discipline Commission launching an investigation into her for breaching judicial rules. Why? It doesn't make sense. She said she had to go to the FBI for the information after being ignored by local police, which resulted in officers investigating her for breaching judicial rules by making an allegation to federal agents. That's how things work around here in Las Vegas. A complaint filed against Andreas Tobiasen alleged she failed to comply with and uphold the law and allowed family interests to influence her conduct. The former judge made the claims that the store was being used as a front for prostitution. Her daughter, Sarah, was being recruited as a prostitute. She accused Las Vegas Metro Police of ignoring the information she provided. And the man that was behind the store, his name is Valentine, is his last name, she said was running a prostitution ring, would later be convicted of a burglary charge and be a person of interest in a double homicide. But then she made claims that the police were trying to come after her and they were going to kill her. And the next thing you know, she resigns and now she's committed suicide. A lot of interesting things going on in Las Vegas. just like the rest of the United States. Vegas is a microcosm of America. Everything is corrupt. And speaking of that, breaking news, former Vice President Mike Pence, another big mouth hypocrite who probably was thinking, oh, Trump, he had classified documents. Ah, serves him right. Let's go after him. Former Vice President Trump finds classified documents in his Indiana home. So Pence was rummaging around his home and found classified documents he took home with him as Vice President. you know, folks, this has gone on since the beginning of time. Every politician takes boxes of crap home with them and files home with them. And some of the stuff is probably classified. I don't think SWAT teams should raid your home and you should be manacled and put leg irons on your feet and shuffle you off to a prison cell for the rest of your life. But that's what they wanted to do to Donald Trump. They've never done it to any politician before. And my opinion is now they're doing it to Joe Biden just so they can then do it to Donald Trump and say, see, we were fair. They're going to sacrifice Joe Biden because he's a losing candidate. State is throwing him to the wolves and throwing him under the wolves. And now Pence is part of the job.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now!
Yeah. USA News Update. A tornado roared through parts of the Houston area this afternoon. This man telling KPRC-TV he rode out the twister in his home.
First thought was to go to the bathroom. I was like, the bathrooms all have windows in them, and one of the windows is blown out. I was like, we got to get somewhere, and we huddled in the hallway until it passed. It was really crazy.
Damage has been reported to several homes and trailers. Some structures reportedly partially collapsed in parts of southeast Houston, as well as in nearby Deer Park and Pasadena. Classified documents have been discovered at former Vice President Pence's Indiana home. As a result, the Department of Justice and FBI have launched a probe into how the documents wound up in Pence's house. All the victims from Saturday's deadly shooting in Monterey Park, California have been identified, but police still searching for a motive. They're also coming under fire for the amount of time that went by before they notified the public that a gunman was still on the loose. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
right, Wayne on the Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to USA Radio Network, as well as my flagship station in Las Vegas, AM 670. VRA is the sponsor of this segment of the show, as in Vertical Research Advisory. I've known Kip Herrich for 20 years. I've seen his incredible results firsthand. VRA is his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have crushed the markets year after year. He's beaten the market 16 out of the 19 years of his newsletter. This is his 20th anniversary. He's not only beating them, he's beating them bad. He's beating them like a rug. He's also a proud fifth-generation Red Pill Texan. Let Kip prove to you how well his VRA system really works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip's offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. For those of you who think, well, the market's going to crash, well, who wants to get involved in the market? Kip Herrich has made money year after year, whether the markets are up or whether the markets are down. It doesn't matter. He sells short. I recommend short, he might recommend long. The guy makes money no matter what. He's got stocks that win in bad years. He's got stocks that win in good years. He's amazing. And he's been on the money since October when the market hit its low, and everyone thought it was going to hell. And he said, nope, this is the absolute floor, and it's going up from here, and it's gone up. You could have made a fortune by now. Also, he's got a new best-selling book called The Big Bribe. You get that free as well, 2 weeks free with his VRA. And once you've tried it out, you'll never leave. Join now at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. We've got our guest, Josh Manning, here, senior news editor at Western Journal, with today's most popular stories at his wonderful, popular conservative website, WesternJournal.com. Josh Manning, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Wayne, I'm great this afternoon. How are you?
I'm unvaccinated, so I'm fine.
You're still alive. You're still kicking.
Yes, I always like to say, thank God I'm a conspiracy theorist because I don't have myocarditis. So, speaking of, the very first story I see here is an 18-year-old college student dies after becoming unresponsive while exercising on campus. This seems to be going around a lot. Every day I see a new headline about someone, usually every hour, famous or maybe not so famous, who dies at the age of teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Never seen this before in my life. Something funny is going on.
Yeah, this, I think we were actually the very first news org on the planet to cover this. It happened at GCU, Grand Canyon University, and that's here in Phoenix where we're based. And in fact, we have some people who graduated from GCU and are related to it and this and that and the other. And so when the notification came out, we got it just immediately. And essentially what's happened, the best that they're reporting right now is that this kid was in the gym working out on campus. He's an 18-year-old, so healthy as can be as far as we know. He, according to them, their presser, it's not even their press release, just what they said to students at that point and members of the community, he, quote, became unresponsive. Whatever that means.
Who's ever heard this in your day and my day when we went to college? You ever hear this, Josh? I never did.
No, I never heard of it. We talk about this in the newsroom all the time, Wayne. It used to be huge news when a college athlete died. It used to be big news when a high school athlete died. And, the only time you would see that happen, I mean, the only time you would see it happen was in preseason down in the deep south for football.
Two-a-days in the heat and the humidity, yes.
Yep.
Or drugs. I mean, that's the thing, drugs. I mean, when I was a kid, people died from drug use, or car accident, drunk. But nobody ever just died. Your body isn't meant to die at 18 years old. I'm sorry.
Nope.
Nobody dies at 18 of heart failure. It just never happened in history to the vaccines.
No, and so this kid goes down, and they tried to revive him. They tried CPR. They used they had one of those portable packs that shocks your heart.
That's shocking, yeah. Defibrillator.
Yeah, thank you. And it didn't work. So he was pronounced dead at a local hospital, 18 years old, while he was working out. So clearly, this was not, best we can tell, this was not some kid who had not taken care of himself, who was 600 pounds. He was an 18-year-old. He was in the gym working out, trying to take care of himself, drops dead, best we can tell. And, Wayne, the establishment media is not covering this. You and I have talked about that. But let me tell you, the public, the American public, they are watching this. They are laser focused on it. That is
yeah,
the content that we publish that gets the most engagement. The most people are interested in it. And let's be clear about this. It's not that conservative media has all of a sudden decided, oh, we're going to cover deaths because we want to push that narrative. It's the reverse. It's that the audience knows there's something wrong and they want to find out everything they can about these deaths.
But Josh, can you cover this without being
watch you like a hawk in case you ever mention the vaccine? But
Josh, yeah. Can you cover this without being deplatformed?
What we're able to do is say when we don't know the vaccine status, we can say, well, we don't know the vaccine status. But as soon as you start talking about the vaccine, they will come after you with a vengeance, do everything they can to demonetize you.
Right. So what you're allowed to say is 18-year-old drops dead, 30-year-old drops dead, 21-year-old drops dead, but you can't say it's because of the vaccine. If you say those words, you get deplatformed, right?
You say the word vaccine. And they start coming after you. It's unbelievable, too. I'm actually working on a couple pieces about this. Let me tell you something here. We got notified from Facebook last week that they were deplatforming part of our stuff. Now, it's not quite a deplatform. It's a technical thing. But essentially, it hurts us. And the best we could figure out was that there was a fact check performed on somebody who had posted one of our stories and misquoted our story.
Wow.
And we ended up getting hit for it. That's the best we can figure out. That is
insanity.
How corrupt this is. It's how diabolical it is. It's demonic. It's dystopian. It's like if you had a couple of rich guys walking around the town square back in the 1700s, and when somebody said something they disagreed with, they just disappeared the person. That's what this is like.
It's like communist China.
Has to stop.
Communist China, Soviet Union, East Germany, right? Cuba,
Venezuela. The government has got to stop in and stamp this out.
And you know who the worst people on earth are? The fact checkers. See, the fact checkers are like the communist Chinese, you know, the people who come to your door and disappear you in the middle of the night. I think when all this is said and done, all these little young fact checkers need to spend 20 years in Guantanamo breaking rocks. Every one of them are pieces of human garbage that are traitors to America. They're all liars. It's as if Wayne Root lost a finger in an accident, and I, Wayne Root, went on TV and said, or radio, or wrote on your website, westernjournal.com, if I wrote, yes, I lost a finger in an accident, and a little communist fact checker who hates Wayne Root said, we know Wayne Root, and it's a lie. You didn't lose a finger. Wait a minute. I'm Wayne Root telling you I lost a finger. No, that's not true. You lied. Wayne Root didn't lose a finger. This is what you're dealing with.
Yeah, the worst ones are the ones who will essentially tell you, I know what you're saying. I know what you're arguing. I just disagree. And we've had that happen before, and it's an utter nightmare. It is why it is a threat to conservative digital media. It's a threat to conservative media because we're mostly hosted online now. You know, that's so much bigger. Newsmax has done well, OAN has done well, but the online platforming of conservative media is what has changed America radically. It's what helped get Donald Trump elected. And they know that, man. I mean, we and people like us were free and clear in 2016. And then they realized Donald J. Trump won because of new media. And by the end of 2017, all-out war had been declared on conservative publishers. I mean, we've proven it. We've shown it. Congressional testimonies reflected our research. They've had our graphs, our data up on the Hill. We were able to show it.
And, let me ask something. Would they deplatform you? Would they deplatform you if I write a column this week, which I'm going to, and I don't know if it's for you or not, but I'm asking you. I'm asking live on the air.
Sure,
would you
sure.
be deplatformed if I write a column that says President Trump is 20 points up over DeSantis on the most recent Harvard-Harris poll? He's 5 points up over Biden. He's on his way to being the GOP nominee for president again, clearly. He's a great threat to win the presidency again, clearly. But he needs to do one thing to officially beat DeSantis and be the front runner for president. He just needs to announce that he supports a congressional investigation into the COVID vaccine. I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying it's bad. Some people say it's good. I say it's bad. I don't know what the truth is. Let's find out. Let's have a congressional House GOP investigation like they're investigating January 6th. They're an investigation of the COVID vaccine. President Trump needs to call for that, and that's it. He'll win the nomination by 50 points. Would that story cause deplatforming?
No. No, that story would not. Now, if in the midst of that you had a single line that said, it is clear the vaccine is causing these deaths. If you had a single line that said, my opinion and a lot of evidence supports the idea that the vaccine is causing these deaths, that would get deplatformed. But just calling for an investigation won't yet.
But it's hard to write that story without saying, here's what I believe. I believe it's bad, it's killing, it's this, it's that. And other people believe I'm wrong. Let's have an investigation. Let's find out. That would be the way I would write it. I suppose that's no good either. So there's no way to ever. I'll send it to you and we'll see. All right? We'll play that game. If you guys can put it up, you will. If you won't, we'll either edit it or I'll just publish it elsewhere. But we'll try it out. Don't go anywhere, Josh. We have another segment, and I'd love to finish up with some of the big stories of Western Journal. Josh Manning will be back for another segment, senior news editor, westernjournal.com, one of the most popular conservative websites in the United States of America. And I'm Wayne Allyn. RootForAmerica.com is my command central. RootForAmerica.com. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn. It's 2023. Can you believe it? This year, I want you to take control of your own life and start a business or even just a side business. It's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. Control your financial future and protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof and private Nevada LLC. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada's where I live and choose to do business, and you should too. NCH Nevada Corporate Headquarters is giving away copies of their book, The Nevada Edge, for free. This book is packed with information and strategies to start your business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. With over 30 years in business and rated 5 stars with more than 14,000 reviews, NCH has helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business and protect their assets, and they can help you too. Visit NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com for your free book. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the 5th month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a 3-tiered cushioning system, 2 layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last. So order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered. Do you... Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, Wayne on the Roots. The Roots on fire. Welcome back. If you own a small or medium-sized business, you certainly do not like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam. If you do, you're probably into sadomasochism. You like getting whipped. What if you could save a ton of money? Nobody wants to pay more than they owe to the government unless you're self-destructive, unless you're nutty. But I'm going to help you save a ton of money here because I want to introduce you to Engineer Tax Services, otherwise known as ETS. And I'm talking any small business, mom and pop, retail store, small business, medium business, anything that's not a gigantic, giant business. These guys help you keep more of your own money. And what ETS does, they help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for decades. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services. They've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS works directly with your accountant to minimize your tax liabilities and maximize your wealth, just like giant law firms do it for billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, little gal. Call ETS today. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and get a free no-cost analysis. It costs you nothing. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineertaxservices.com, 800-236-6519. So Josh Manning is with us, senior news editor at Western Journal. I'm Wayne Alaroot. Josh, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Wayne.
We were talking about the 18-year-old college student that died after becoming unresponsive in the gym at college. How about a family shocked after their father's sudden and unexplained death at the age of 30, and they say, we want to know why he collapsed. Any idea? Do we have any idea why he collapsed or what exactly happened?
They have no idea. Now, they are going to do an autopsy on him. They're going to try to figure this out. But, Wayne, it's going to be until next month before they can figure anything out. And, look, I'm no mortician. I don't do autopsies. I don't know about them. But that seems like an awfully long time to wait for something like that. And I wonder how many autopsies are actually being performed out there right now. Now, the guy had been complaining of heartburn. But nothing more serious than that. The ambulance got there incredibly quickly. The family says the ambulance got there in 3 to 4 minutes. But by that time, he was already dead. And again, you look at the pictures of him. This is not a 600-pound guy. This is not a guy who looks like he had cancer. He looks like a healthy guy you would see at the grocery store or on the street, and just dead out of nowhere. The last thing he complained about, heartburn. This is the world we're living in. A couple of the best stories we've had this week, sadly, have been stories about Lynette Hardaway dying. And, you know, she was
Diamond
from Diamond and Silk. And
Well, we found out we got the results of her, I guess, autopsy. Did you have an autopsy? The results of her cause of death were released today. It was heart-related, right?
It was heart. They say it was heart-related, but it's not an autopsy. They, let me see where it is in our piece. They linked it, I think, to congestive heart failure, if I recall correctly. But they actually cremated her, so there was no body to run an in-depth autopsy on. But you could tell, and in fact, Silk, when she was talking, that I think Rochelle Richardson, I think I've got that right. She had said that, look, you're going to think I'm a conspiracy theorist. They're going to come after me on this, but something very strange is in the air. We've got to figure out, essentially what you were saying, Wayne, we've got to figure out what's going on with this. It's time to, in fact, I've got the quote here. I want America to wake up and pay attention. Something ain't right. It's time to investigate what's really going on here and get some answers to why are people falling dead suddenly.
And it's a good question. She did that right in front of President Trump, by the way. And I see something that I did not know. You revealed in your at your website, westernjournal.com, that Trump paid for Diamond's funeral?
He did. They actually had a phone call at some point after she died. Silk and President Trump had a phone call. And he said, look, we're going to do a... We're going to have a funeral for her, and I want to take care of it. And Diamond said, well, you know, gosh, there's no body. We actually had her cremated. It's already been done. And Trump said, well, that's okay. We'll do a very nice gathering. Do whatever you think she would like, whatever you would like, and you won't have to pay for a dime of it. And it reminds me of all of the stories we had about Trump when he was running for office, if you remember that.
Yes,
there were stories left and right.
Yeah, great guy.
Yeah, about him, he would buy back mortgages for people.
Yes.
He would help people with car trouble. I mean, this was the guy who we were dealing with. And
yeah, well, listen.
I mean, look, congrats.
Everybody loved him in New York. Remember, I'm from New York. All the blacks loved him in New York until he ran as a Republican. And then the black voters said, oh, he's a racist. All the Jews, and I'm a Jew, loved him in New York. He was the Grand Marshal of the Israel Day Parade until he announced he was a Republican running for president. Then they all hated him. You know, politics divides a lot of people. But before he got into politics and announced he was a big conservative, patriot, America First Republican, before that, Donald Trump was known as a pretty wonderful guy. Pretty sad that it changed just because he's a conservative. Josh, we got to run. We're up against the news break. We're coming back with Lindell TV. Go to frankspeech.com. Click on Lindell TV 2, and I will be on coming up in just a few minutes. Josh Manning, thank you for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.